the palm of your hand. Cause I don't dance. Love's never come my way. I've never been this far. Cause you took these two left feet.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hours after flames swept through an assisted living center in Fall River, Massachusetts, south of Boston, we have learned that 9 people were killed in that fire. 5 firefighters also hospitalized. They have non-life-threatening injuries. Heavy rains in Texas Hill Country hampering search efforts for the more than 160 people still listed as missing after the July 4th flooding. ABC's Maria Villarreal is in Kerrville, Texas.
The area where I'm standing right now, along the banks of the Guadalupe River, this was submerged completely by flood water just 10 days ago. But this morning, there is lightning, thunder, and rain all around us, meaning those recovery efforts could slow down once again here in Texas.
President Trump meeting today with the head of NATO to talk about resuming weapons shipments to Ukraine. The president sending letters to Mexico and the European Union over the weekend saying 30% tariffs will kick in August 1st, but discussions continue trying to work out deals with both trading partners before the deadline. This is ABC News. President Trump showing support for his Attorney General Pam Bondi after she was criticized repeatedly during a recent MAGA conference for not releasing all of the files related to financier Jeffrey Epstein. Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino, a former talk show host, has long pushed for all the files to be released. And when he found out they weren't going to be, ABC's Catherine Falder says he walked out of a Justice Department meeting on Thursday.
This is the deputy director of the FBI in charge of marshaling resources if there were to be any crisis in the country. And he didn't show up to work. He wasn't there on Friday. He told people he was taking the day off, but nobody could get a hold of him. DOJ officials were telling us that Bongino essentially wasn't reachable. We still haven't heard from him.
ABC's Catherine Falders. A new report in the journal Pediatrics shows a sharp increase in the number of children younger than age 6 who have accidentally swallowed nicotine pouches between 2020 and 2023. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at ManaquaCars.com. Today, July 14th, Ashland County Highway GG between Mellon and Clam Lake is scheduled to be closed. This is so culvert replacement can be done while the crew is working. It is anticipated that the road will be closed from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Motorists must obey all road closed signage and barricades. They exist for your safety and that of the crew working to keep the highway safe for all motorists. Please do not attempt to go around barricades and or equipment and workers. Once again, Ashland County Highway GG between Mellon and Clam Lake is scheduled to be closed today from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Please plan your route accordingly. Friday, July 18th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., there's a free tour of the Wisconsin Concrete Park. This is your chance to come and learn all about visionary artist Fred Smith, the fascinating history of the Wisconsin Concrete Park, and the ongoing efforts to preserve and improve this unique outdoor art environment. No registration is needed, just stop on by and join the tour. Once again, this is taking place Friday, July 18th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. over at the Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips. Senator Tammy Baldwin encourages people to continue to push back against Medicaid cuts. Lisa Hale has the story.
The budget bill recently signed into law by President Donald Trump included drastic cuts to Medicaid. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, who voted against the bill, said the fight for Medicaid is not over.
It's not the last act that Congress will ever take, and we will have future opportunities to fix some of the problems. But that will only happen if pressure on those who voted for it is such that they are hearing from their constituents that this was a mistake and that Congress needs to repair it.
Baldwin made her comments in Green Bay Saturday as she toured Amplify Bellin Health's ER department. Co-chief clinical officer Dr. Cynthia Lasecki said when people don't have health coverage, they end up using emergency rooms as primary care providers.
Even without health insurance, people will still need care. When they cannot afford it, those costs get shifted to everyone else, driving up the total cost of care. It is a lose-lose for our patients and communities.
Baldwin says about 270,000 Wisconsinites will have their health care terminated as a result of the budget bill, costing Wisconsin hospitals $264 million a year. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
MacArthur Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers, or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
The Bucks lose to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks losing to the L.A. Clippers, 106-91 in summer league action. Bucks GM John Horst asked if he's had any contact with Giannis after all the roster changes they've made.
We talk to Giannis all the time. I'll go visit him after summer league. You know, there's a reason we don't really speculate or talk about any of this stuff ever. Entirely focused on our job. Our job is to build the best team that we can, present that to him, present the vision and the plan, and go and kick ass in the next season.
Baseball, the Brewers drafting five new players, three pitchers, two infielders. The draft continues today. Milwaukee beat the Nationals 8-1 to complete a three-game sweep heading into the All-Star break. But Sal Frelick suffering a hamstring injury after sliding to catch a pop fly in foul territory.
You know, his hamstrings last week, he was feeling it a little bit and cautious and got treated for it. And then when he slid, he felt like it got worse. We recommended he come out of the game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio.
got an update today on the population status for a couple of important Badger State game birds. Spring surveys show an increase in ringneck pheasants, while ruffed grouse numbers remain strong. More details when we return, but first...
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week announced that data is now available from annual spring surveys of Wisconsin ruffed grouse and pheasants. The agency reports that ringneck observations were above the five-year average for the second straight year. The results of the ruffed grouse survey showed a slight decrease from 2024, but numbers are still significantly higher than the five-year average. Specific to pheasants, the DNR reported the 2025 average pheasant observations at 0.81 pheasants per stop. That's an increase from last year at 0.62 pheasants per stop. And for the second year in a row, the count is above the most recent five-year average. That's 0.52 pheasants per stop. The ruffed grouse drumming survey showed a 6% decrease statewide, but increases in parts of the state. Drumming was up slightly from last year in the central, northern, and driftless priority areas. Get more information on the surveys at dnr.wisconsin.gov. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Northwoods
It is going to be mostly sunny and a little muggy today. Our high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We'll drop down into the mid 60s. Tomorrow, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mid to upper 80s with more storms likely tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64. 98Q
Country. Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
What would you say you do here?
Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me.
What would you say you do here?
Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, how could you leave?
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand it? What the hell is wrong with you people?
Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday.
We're here, Joel Gray, the Gray Area, for a Monday, the 14th of July. Top of the morning, Mr. Gunderson. Oh, yeah, turn your mic on. There we go. How you doing, Mr. Gunderson?
Dang it, you ruined my joke.
I got a little smoke on the water here this morning. I don't know what it is. I feel like I've been sitting around a campfire all weekend.
I was going to say there was a frog in my throat, but that's the wrong Muppet.
It sounded like Gonzo on helium is what that sounded like.
You gotta sink into it a little better. If you spend enough time with it, you'll see that it's Elmo, at least for the most part.
As you can see, the wildfires from Canada have not affected the voices at all of the 98Q announcers.
Actually, that felt a little bit better. I've got the tea with honey rolling here, and that's helping a lot.
Yeah, it was real this weekend. It was. I looked up and down the street on Saturday morning, and it was a noticeable haze.
Yep.
And then the rain kind of brought a campfire. Like that smell of in the morning when you get up from camping and the campfire is still smoldering a little bit from the rain. That's kind of what it smelled like. I know what it smelled like.
The combined smell of a little bit of petrichor of damp dirt plus the smoke. That is a combo that I bet a lot of people are hearing it and wishing they could actually smell. It's a very nostalgic smell, I think, to a lot of people. Exactly. The morning after camping.
All right. The gray area, we talk about a little bit everything, what's on our mind from the week, and we jot it down on a little shared sheet with no prices on the menu at all. But you had something that you wrote on the list called deodorant in a tube that intrigued me a little bit, because I also had a deodorant thought in the last few days that I forgot to put on the sheet. So I want to hear what yours is, first of all, before I do this.
So I want to first go on record as being very clear that I don't want to knock anybody for the choices they make about hygiene. I'm not talking about anybody but the companies that are advertising deodorant. Mm-hmm. Because I've been watching something happening over, let's say, the last 5 years, Joel, and I cannot believe it, because it's just, it's like watching a sandstorm come in. It's like, okay, there's some nonsense approaching and nothing can be done about it. But it's also strange because nobody's talking about it except for the people collecting money. And I'm talking about whole body deodorant. And there's a couple companies out there that are really hitting the advertising hard. But a few years back, I started seeing these advertisements from this paid actor pretending to be a scientist. I invented whole body deodorant because, and I'm like, okay, first of all, you were like eighth to the party. But anyway, doesn't matter. That didn't used to be a thing. Whole body deodorant. And that's the whole thing, is for pits, privates, and beyond. And I don't, cheeky, cute little aphorisms they use. They're right. All clever. They're all edgy. But like, hold on. Where did the need come from? Mm-hmm. And yes, I understand. The first thought is, man, there's some people walking around smelly out there. I don't want to be like them. And yes, people carry around more body odor than others, sometimes because of choices they make. But I'll tell you straight up, if you are the type of person to think I need whole body deodorant and you actually use it, first of all, you probably didn't need it because you shower regularly. You're in that mentality. Like the type of people who need it, air quotes, are the same people who will not use it. So like what I'm watching are people being tricked into believing I need to deodorize everything. No. You need to shower once a day, and you're already doing that. Honey, you're fine. I'm saying that to everybody.
And in just small defense of the category that you said, should shower and all that stuff, our nose does become numb or used to our smell.
Nobody
and unless you have like a spouse or someone around you to tell you that you smell, a lot of people don't even know they do, because you become numb to it. Your nose just becomes used to it.
Also, let me be doubly clear. If you're walking around and it's been a few days, far be it from me to judge. I'm not talking about you in any negative way. What I despise is this company slowly creeping in, turning the degree up one per day on the frog in the pot. You need to deodorize everything. Darla's in here like thumbs
it's
up.
It's no
like,
longer no. Arm, it's no longer left arm in the air into the pit.
Like I've got to. Yeah, no, no, no.
It's more than this now.
Pits, privates, and beyond. And they're like, what a simple little phrase. I know. Like, who needs Bed Bath and Beyond when you've got it all in a tube? And there's so much sandalwood in there, by the way. I figured that out. But here, caveat. I love the little tube of deodorant that I was able to buy over the weekend that didn't exist before this nonsense began. It's men's whole body deodorant just in a little tube. And it's like in a little toothpaste tube. Mm-hmm. And I thought that's convenient in ways that no stick of deodorant will ever be. But it reeks more of sandalwood than your average incense store. And holy cow, I'm not understating that at all. Anyway, you can tell I've got passionate feelings about whole body deodorant.
See, my thought on deodorant was not even that. It was completely different. I just recently had to open up a new stick of deodorant with a little plastic cap on the top and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And as I was opening, I thought to myself, I felt it, and it felt light.
It felt really light.
And I thought to myself, is there a product that we would notice any less than deodorant that is being downside? We don't know what's inside that plastic container of solid underarm deodorant. I mean, there could be like an ounce. Unless I look at the container and say, oh, there's only 1 ounce in there now, and there used to be, I don't know how many ounces there used to be in there. But downsizing deodorant is probably the easiest thing maybe in the downsizing process that could ever be done, right?
Shrinkflation for free. They've got a captive audience there. But like, remember in the 90s when there was that wave of electronics packaged in clear plastic, like Game Boys and stereos and even computers, clear plastic so you could see the circuitry.
Oh, yeah.
We missed. We whiffed. We stopped using that right before somebody used that for deodorant. Hold them accountable. Transparency. Literally.
Yeah.
Don't let them lie to you. Just make sure the light passes through. Mm-hmm. That's all you got to do. By the way, there is a YouTube video out there of what brands actually include versus what they advertise and weighing them and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
And there are some pretty clear trends of nonsense versus accountability. I think it was like Arm & Hammer, the super cheap one in the orange tube that they sell it on. It's like, how much baking soda is in that stick? I've never bought it. I worry about it. But I think it's one of the better values based on that YouTube video. But yeah, like, I can't tell you not to buy a whole body deodorant, but like, I'm pretty sure the whole body deodorant that we've been using for hundreds of years is called a shower. It was working just fine. I don't think we needed this. Like, if this is the most hardline opinion I form as a guy in radio, I'm going to run with it. I'm never buying whole body deodorant for anything but under my arms. And that's more personal than I would normally want to get. But like, no, I refuse. I'll die on that hill.
No.
Smelling normal, too. I'll smell fine.
We got enough to do in the morning to make ourselves presentable.
Oh, I thought you said I thought you were saying we have enough topics to cover now. Like, we better get off of this.
Yeah.
Like, I got to shut this guy up.
The next thing I wanted to talk about was what I wrote on the menu was the demise of the dollar store. All right. And by that, I mean dollar stores, when they first started out, you walked in, everything was a dollar. Everything was two for a buck. And now, we understand some of them have gone up to a buck and a quarter, and there's varying prices. But I was in one the other day, and they had a section of $3 to $5 stuff over in the corner. So the dollar store is gone, but the concept of the dollar store and that it's ingrained in our thought process is that everything in here is going to be cheap or cheaper, and a lot of it is cheaper than the grocery store and convenience store, but not everything.
Yeah.
Not everything. Sometimes there's stuff in there. My wife is so good at pricing stuff. We'll walk by stuff and she'll say, oh, that's cheaper at Super One. And she knows. I have no idea. My wife, we're in a store. She'll say, hey, go over by the hamburger department there and see if there's any good deals. And I look back at her and I say, I don't know what a hamburger good deal is because I don't shop. I said, don't send me over there looking for a good deal when 20 bucks a pound to me is like, is that a good deal? I don't know if that's a good deal or not.
Jill, you know, next time this happens, I'm gonna save you a lot of time and do you a major favor. Next time she says that to you, you know what you say? Thank you.
Thank you.
Then you grab the thing, let it happen again.
Just go.
Yes.
Don't even.
You keep your feet moving. You keep your mouth shut, except for that thank you, and onward. Because man, you lucky dog.
Do I walk toward the burger or away from it?
Depends on where she points you,
okay.
Joel.
Okay. All right. Exactly.
You've got what guide you need, and it ain't me.
Yeah.
Follow the guide.
There are still some good deals to be had in the dollar stores, and I'm not knocking all the dollar stores, but they just gradually changed. We're still referencing the fact that they're dollar, and a dollar doesn't. It's kind of like going to a gumball machine with a quarter now.
Oh yeah,
it's probably not going to get you much.
Yeah, and if that gumball only costs you a quarter, you probably don't want it. But like, yeah, we went from dollar stores to dollar-ish stores, and dollar stores where there's that section that's an exception that's got the huge $5 because it's glassware kind of stuff on it.
Yeah.
I think though we're in the next natural evolution of the dollar store that can only be, it's an inevitable result in a world where the value of, and I hate to go here, but the value of a dollar dollar has only been going one direction. Mm-hmm. If you've been opening a chain of dollar stores any time in the last 20 years, either you saw this coming or what the heck were you doing? Because the dollar is not getting thicker, you know? So how do you respond to that? I mean, and I don't think any of these people are surprised, but I don't know what options are available to them because, yeah, America is manufacturing more stuff than ever before as of like this year, and that amount is steadily increasing. But most of the stuff that we're making here in the States is not cheap yet. You know, we haven't gone to mass quantity consumption and or consumption. Yes, we're not producing in mass quantities the way that we've been able to buy stuff from overseas. And right now, if you're getting it from overseas, you get an extra bonus cost you get to pay.
Yeah, you bet.
Just for you. So like and no comment on that one way or the other, but it's something that you've got to deal with. Like, I think if you're going to exist where tariffs are a common tool of our economy right now, man, a dollar store is a scary business to be in because all of a sudden you wake up and hey, what I'm buying suddenly today costs 30% more for me.
That's
rough. I mean, sure, that's three dimes, but hey, go back to being a real dollar store and it won't hit you as hard.
Yeah, 826, this is the Gray Area, Gray and I. Through the week, we just randomly put things on a shared sheet that crossed our mind. Just as a delve into the minds, really, of Gray and your morning show. Guy Joel, it's a scary trip, a roller coaster, one of those three-dimensional roller coasters you sit in, the seat tilts a little bit and the screen. Winter greenhouse you put on there.
I did.
All right, I don't hear about this.
You know, and it's funny because I was you had roller coaster in mind. I was thinking more of a wood chipper based analogy. So the mulch is relevant. But Rachel and I popped over to Winter Greenhouse yesterday.
What a treat.
Yeah. Holy gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, so back in the day, I sold shoes for a while, and it was right when the brand Hoka just came out. And I realized that there is no way I could tell people the truth about Hoka shoes without sounding like I was selling them something, without sounding like I was advertising, because of how cool Hoka shoes are, especially when they were fresh and new. I've got the same problem with Winter Greenhouse. The problem being, if I tell you about what we did there, it's going to sound like they paid me to tell you because it was just gorgeous. I mean, like, you turn around and you have done three double takes at the most ridiculous photo ops that I have ever seen. And also, I am that nerd who gets stuck fascinated by the automatic gate that they have to keep the deer out but let people in. That's a thing right at the entrance. Like, I almost got stuck right there just watching that thing.
I think I described this to my wife many years ago. I said it's the people at the Winter Greenhouse are wonderful folks. It's people who own a greenhouse and they have an outdoor problem because they just love the scenery. They love creating this for all the people, and it's just a treat to walk through it.
Well, and you know, there's a lot of us out there who have too many irons in the fire. You know, we have the what if I could do one more thing problem. They've got that, but it's not a problem. It's like somebody like every week over at the Winter Greenhouse is like, let's do something else, and then they nail it. Move on to the next thing, and they keep up on all the stuff that they maintain. Like, it's just like there's just this series of beautiful things on top of their incredibly huge rose wide selection of all the stuff. I mean, like, I'm suddenly thinking I don't want grass in my yard because there's things that I didn't even know existed that I found at Winter Greenhouse. Steppables. There's a whole section of steppable cover plants. It's like I didn't like. It's like when I moved in, and it's the first time I'm kind of on a property that I'm responsible for. Suddenly, I'm spotting needs for a trailer. It's like, how old am I? I need a trailer. This is a stage in my life. Clearly, I think Winter Greenhouse is inspiring the next one. It's like, I need steppable cover plants. Why? I'll find out why once I got them, Joel. Like, man.
Yeah, it's a great place to go check out. Be sure to check out that Winter Greenhouse. 8:28. We've got another segment of the Gray Area coming up with items like dogs with zoomies and that back arrow on the computer. Oh, don't even get me started.
The back arrow is in quotes, Joel. We're going to find out why.
News coming up on the Gray Area.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hours after flames swept through an assisted living center in Fall River, Massachusetts, south of Boston, we have learned that 9 people were killed in that fire. 5 firefighters also hospitalized. They have non-life-threatening injuries. Heavy rains in Texas Hill Country hampering search efforts for the more than 160 people still listed as missing after the July 4th flooding. ABC's Maria Villarreal is in Kerrville, Texas.
The area where I'm standing right now, along the banks of the Guadalupe River, this was submerged completely by floodwaters just 10 days ago. But this morning, there is lightning, thunder, and rain all around us, meaning those recovery efforts could slow down once again here in Texas.
President Trump meeting today with the head of NATO to talk about resuming weapons shipments to Ukraine. The president sending letters to Mexico and the European Union over the weekend, saying 30% tariffs will kick in August 1st, but discussions continue trying to work out deals with both trading partners before the deadline. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Catkins Animal Rescue, right here in Park Falls, has some answers on how to go about surrendering a pet, reporting found strays, reclaiming a found pet, reporting neglect, and other issues in that same vein. Such as, I found a stray cat or a dog, or have a stray hanging around my place and I'm within Price County. Now what do I do? Just remember, all Price County strays should be referred to the Price County Humane Officer or Price County Sheriff's Office before contacting Catkins. You can do so by calling 715-339-3011 and reporting where you found the animal and where the animal can be picked up by a deputy, officer, or the Humane Officer. Please note, if you find a stray outside of Price County, you will need to contact the law enforcement of the county the animal is located at. Another question is, what if a found stray is my pet? How do I reclaim it? You can call or text Catkins at 715-762-0122 or message them through their Facebook page, Catkins Animal Rescue, to make an appointment to reclaim your pet. Appointments must be made during available hours, and they are unable to meet you after hours to reclaim your pet. They will ask for proof of ownership, and this can be vet records, photos, etc., as well as a photo ID of the owner. They also require proof of rabies vaccination for all pets. These two questions are only one of a few that are part of a full FAQ Catkins has posted on their Facebook page, Catkins Animal Rescue Incorporated. Please be sure to hop online and check it out to get all the answers you might need. Once again, this FAQ can be found on Facebook under Catkins Animal Rescue Incorporated. Wednesday, July 30th from 3:30 to 4:30, it's History Walk with Blaze over in Mercer. You're invited to join Library Assistant Blaze as he takes you through where things used to be. Walks will begin at the Historic Depot, and once again this is taking place Wednesday, July 30th from 3:30 to 4:30 over at the Historic Depot in Mercer. Tuition will rise for students in the universities of Wisconsin system. Savannah Tomey-Olson has the details.
The system is dealing with cuts from the National Institutes of Health, the biggest public funder of research in the world, plus cuts from the Trump administration and a small increase in the state budget. But as UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin says, the budget also includes hiring limits.
This legislation poses quite significant challenge for us. We would become a potential poaching ground quickly, and we would be unable to recruit in some of the very high needs areas that we all view as a priority.
UW System President Jay Rothman says UW is still the most affordable public university system in the Midwest. Even then, Wisconsin ranks 44th in the nation for state higher education funding.
This was a difficult recommendation for me to make as well, because we're trying to balance understanding that the state supports one-fifth of our budget, about 20%. There was a time that it supported close to 44% of our budget. And as that funding has gone down for reasons that, you know, notwithstanding the increase that we got this time, that's simply the fact. And tuition has become a bigger portion of our revenue.
This is the third year in a row that students within the UW system will see a tuition increase. It'll begin in the fall. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks lose to L.A.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the L.A. Clippers, 106-91 in summer league action. Bucks GM John Horst asked if he's had any contact with Giannis after all the roster changes they've made.
We talk to Giannis all the time. I'll go visit him after summer league. You know, there's a reason we don't really speculate or talk about any of this stuff ever. Entirely focused on our job. Our job is to build the best team that we can, present that to him, present the vision and the plan, and go and kick ass in the next season.
Baseball, the Brewers drafting five new players, three pitchers, two infielders. The draft continues today. Milwaukee beat the Nationals 8-1 to complete a three-game sweep heading into the All-Star break. But Sal Frelick suffering a hamstring injury after sliding to catch a pop fly in foul territory.
You know, his hamstrings last week. He was feeling it a little bit and cautious and got treated for it. And then when he slid, he felt like it got worse. We recommended he come out of the game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by the Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store with over 22,000 items in stock for all your household projects.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It is going to be mostly sunny and a little muggy today. Our high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We'll drop down into the mid 60s. Tomorrow, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mid to upper 80s with more storms likely tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
How many coffee mugs do you think the average house has in their kitchen coffee mug closet?
Okay, so you like, I know how many you got if you're talking closets. Like, tell me without telling me real quick.
I think we probably have 30.
See, that's kind of what I thought, given, again, the closet thing.
Probably 30.
I'm thinking there's probably an average of about a dozen, you know, because you've got your Spartans out there that...
I make my own cup every morning from the clay of the dirt floor my feet hit when they leave the rock I sleep.
You know, you got those people out there.
That was like Fred Flintstone's boss. Sounded like Mr. Slate a little bit.
Oh, there. Mr. Slate?
Maybe.
Who did Mr. Slate? Like, you might have just really boosted my ego there. That was probably a quality voice actor, just done really poorly. I know, I didn't do it well. But anyway.
We're just talking off air about other products that are being forced on us that we really don't need, the all-over private part deodorant stuff. Not necessary.
The whole body deodorant rant at 98qcountry.com.
Can't get this anywhere else. Can't get it anywhere else. So I wanted to talk about dogs with zoomies, first of all. This is one of the great joys in life.
Yep, free gift.
I ran across a 2-minute compilation of dogs just getting the zoomies, and most of them after they've had a bath. It's usually the time when dogs will get our pugs are the same way. You give them a bath, and our dog very quiet, very just loving the whole attention thing, and then you dry them off, and you set them on the floor, and there they go. Left, right, circling, just zoom, 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 Zoom. Dog zoomies after a bath, and some don't even need a bath. One of the great joys in life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Rarely do you get something that just has no downside like that.
Yeah.
I watched one of the best ways to induce zoomies that I've ever seen, and I'm sure it won't work with every dog, but it was one of those compilation videos. It was a guy who basically took his bulldog and hiked him backwards between his legs like a football. Like, didn't actually throw him, though, you know, didn't give him any air, but slid him firmly across the floor, which the dog was obviously expecting and loved, because this caused the dog to start scrabbling after the guy, who immediately took off. So think of it like an NFL lineman would do. You throw behind you and then you take off running, because the dog then has momentum away from you and wants to chase you as you go the other way. So this dog, first of all, starts howling like a siren, and I think takes probably 35 to 40 steps before any motion is achieved the right direction. Like, scrabble, 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 finally gets one little bit, and zoof, off, gone.
Goes.
But no, between the hike, and there was a little bit of Charlie Brown to it all. It was, I could hear the Benny Hill theme in the background.
Yeah,
but no, zoomies are, they're free joy.
Oh, one of the great joys. I remember as a young kid, one of the first dogs we ever had, we had a little beagle. And I remember very clearly my late dad kneeling in the middle of the yard with a ball. And that little beagle, who was wide as he was long, a little barrel, he would just be belly to the ground, just going 90 miles an hour, and would come right up to my dad and then whew, would swerve one. Classic case of the zoomies.
I'm thinking dog zoomies, children's laughter, and the middle third of any wedding event.
Yeah.
Just the free joy in life.
The middle third. That's true. I've never thought of that, because the first third, the ceremony, yeah, we're happy for you, but let's get to this. And then the dancing and the end part, it's like, but the middle part with the free drinks and the hors d'oeuvres and the anticipation of dinner, there you go, folks. We want a middle third wedding to be the whole wedding.
And all I had to do was say it. See? Thank you. I appreciate you.
Now, if I'm ever at anybody's wedding who's heard this, they'll think, the truth hurts.
My first thought was weddings, but I was like, no, there's an asterisk there.
Even when you get married, I remember getting married. Even when you get married and you're standing on the altar, wherever you're standing, and you're going through the ceremony, you have a realization in your mind as the bride or the groom that everyone who's here would rather be not here and would rather be having free beverages and a dinner. You realize that. I think that's just accepted by everyone, right?
I think the first wedding I went to where a pizza was brought in at like 8:30 was also like the third wedding I'd ever been to. And so, like, I was ready to dread the whole night. I was, like, 14 years old.
There
and my
go.
Feet hurt. And we bought the clothes on the way there so you can see my stupid iron lines on the stock shirt from Kohl's. And, like, I wanted to go. So when the pizza got there, I was like, yes, that's awesome. But what was really cool was it was my cousin's wedding, and she was the bride, and she tackled that pizza like nobody else in the entire audience. And I'm talking like frat bros on the other side of the aisle, but the bride went ham. I'm like, you are my hero.
That is, for those of you who are having a wedding, having a little something like that, pizza or whatever, some kind of snack, about that 8 to 9 o'clock hour is a great idea.
It seems
plus
like the norm now.
It does help to sober some people up a little bit too, which is kind of an added thing.
There's a liability issue there that might be involved, a little bit of guilty conscience involved. But no, I think since then it's become far more normal, which I think, the late night pizza is, I don't know, I'm sure 20 years from now, half of us out there will think it's tacky, but I want to do it.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
I was watching a segment over the weekend, and you've heard of the movie Sandlot, right?
Heard of it.
Heard it?
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah. So the movie Sandlot, which I'm playing a video in the studio here, which is no good to our audience, where the youngster hits the ball over the fence and it ends up, of course, in the guy's yard. It's James Earl Jones. We don't know that, but it is him. And he doesn't want to give the ball back. Well, there was a story from the weekend out of Blooming Prairie, Minnesota that I saw. It was almost the exact same thing, where a gentleman, when a ball went into his yard and the outfield, he wasn't going to give it back 10 to 15 a week. And And the story I thought was going to end on a good note, and it never did. The guy's son, the guy was in his 70s. His son was actually acting as a guard, like right at the property line. So if something would come across, he would grab it and throw it to his dad. And it never ended with, you know, he decided to open his heart. No, it ended with they were having a fundraiser to raise more money to replace all the baseballs because they were running out of baseballs. And how would you like to be that guy? That story ran on national TV. That guy from Bloomington Prairie, Minnesota, who was the guy on the other side of the fence in Sandlot.
See, like, there's a certain part of me that's like, yeah, property rights. That's well within his. But like, I was raised by people who told me to do the nice thing, you know, and I don't know that that means letting strange children onto my property. So like, I find myself firmly on a fence there. But like, man, I know how the Disney movies ended, and I feel like a lot of the same people who told me to do that, like to watch the Disney movie, learn how to live. Or like now they're, get out of my yard.
Yeah. I would be the guy sitting at the property line in my lawn chair and just hoping that a ball would cross over so I could grab it and throw it back to him so I could play catch.
See, same. And like, and again, I'm not knocking the people who seem to have grown grumpier as they've aged. I just worry that I'm not going to be able to avoid the same. Yeah. Like all these people who were stalwart idealists and, hey, be good people, look for the good people. Like, hey, you're grumpy now. Like, uh-oh, what's going to happen to me? Yeah. I'm going to be a jerk.
Yeah.
A worse one.
So let's talk about the back arrow on computers. See, I'm older than you, Gray.
Do I detect a note of trauma?
Yes. We go from the joy, the total joy that we've talked about earlier about certain things, to the pain of being in a computer generation, from a generation that grew up with absolutely no computers, hardly anything that even plugged in, didn't have color TV until I was 12, for God's sakes. The back arrow was very confusing to me on a computer. Because sometimes it does what you want it to do. It goes back to the previous page. Other times it goes to some guy's website from Nigeria.
Yeah.
That I don't want to buy stuff. You know what I'm talking about right up here, that back left arrow. Yep. Right there. It seems to be a question mark under what it does. A lot of times it will take you to the previous page. Sometimes it'll take you back to a previous website, and now you're gone. And you're like, well, what happened here? I'm done.
See, that's the thing, is it's too easy. It's too easy to open new tabs. And then like, there are certain websites out there that will redirect you quickly because it serves their purposes, but like, it makes the back arrow tricky. And I'll tell you straight up that I generally don't go in many places on the internet that will catch me that way.
Yeah.
But they are out there, and it does happen. And I found generally if you, like, what I often find they're trying to do is stop you from using the back arrow, and they kind of just redirect you to the same spot you were at before you hit it. So if you hit it really quickly twice, you actually you'll hit it back and then into the redirect loop, and then while it's trying to spin you back to where you started, you can hit it again. It's like, ha-ha, Dorothy has left Oz of her own accord, and you can voop yourself back, no ruby slippers, and you get to go where you intended to go in the first place. But it's not always true. The whole Wicked Witch thing, you know, and then there's a whole movie.
The most painful part of the back arrow is when you're on a website or somewhere and you're filling out a form, a digital form, and then you're looking for... a previous button or something like that, and you finally give in. You make that bad decision. You go in the upper left corner, and you click on that left arrow, and you go back to the home page, and all that information that you entered is now gone.
See, and then you get that the most neutral thing that gives me feelings ever is that little box that pops up that says, confirm form resubmission? Question mark.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when you're hitting back and when I've got things filled out. But I don't know what that means. Does that mean you're going to keep what I typed? Does that mean you're not going to keep what I typed? Because I know that whatever it means, you're asking me to decide, and therefore I'm responsible. But I don't know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I know I should have feelings, and therefore I do have feelings. But it's this powerful neutrality that I think is just fear wrapped in a vanilla coating. That's like, what do I do with this?
And there's other inconsistencies too. There's the author. In radio, we deal a lot with audio, and some people do maybe have another facet of this where it's duplicated the same way, where you'll do something audio-wise, and you'll go to back out of it, and it'll say, do you want to, yada, yada, yada has not been saved. Do you want to save? Your
changes may not be saved.
Yeah, and the answer may be yes on some applications, and it may be no on other applications. It doesn't seem to be very consistent as far as, I want to save it. It's just like, the way they word it is always different, it seems like.
You know, those are like the beats of our generation, though. Like when Richard Wagner was alive and Beethoven were alive, you know, they were out there with their feelings writing music. Da-na-na-na. And here we sit, confirm form resubmission. Same feeling, same anxiety, same. Ba-na-na-na. It's just like, what is happening? It's we've misplaced those anxieties, I think,
a little
bit.
And it's always in really small writing, so you got to lean over to the computer. All right, what do they want me to do? Yes or no? Do they want to cancel? What if I cancel? What's the cancel going to do? Is it going to cancel out of everything? Is it just going to cancel that box? What's it going to do?
That's what art does, though, Joel. And it makes you feel feelings that other people have put out there into the world. It's just now in size 12-point font Times New Roman and ruling your life instead of a weekend at the opera.
I got feelings, all right. The gray area, gray over there, Joel here. There's one more thing I don't think I wanted to talk about. That yet. Back to baseball a little bit, since we talked a little bit about the Blooming Prairie, Minnesota story. I find a lot of joy. Major League Baseball is having some issues right now with money and all kinds of stuff, but I find joy in the fact that Major League Baseball, every team now seems to have some kind of tradition in the dugout after somebody hits a home run. After somebody hits a home run, there's something. They put on a hat. They wear a shawl. I saw the other guy had a pitchfork, like the devil's pitchfork for some reason. I don't know if it's what it was for. But I think Major League Baseball is starting to lean into banana ball just a little bit. Just starting to lean a little bit into the fun part of baseball. And that's a start, I think. Having home run recognition and icons in the dugout. I think the Twins have some ridiculous hat they put on or something, and the Brewers, and they rotated, I think, also. But I find joy in that, a lot of joy.
Me too. I think if you want to, if you're asking the question, how do we appeal to more people? Voila, you found a way that you don't tread on many toes. And yes, if you get the wrong commissioner in there, you know, you get the wrong guy, it's pretty easy to stifle that kind of growth. But I mean, like, if you wonder why it's happening and you don't get it, watch Stilts. Look up Banana Ball Stilts. That's one of the most impressive athletic things I've ever seen. Dude is ripping home runs on stilts. And yeah, they're throwing them high for him, but like, you have to. You're not going to play him like his strike zone's 4 feet tall, but like, theoretically.
And the backstory of how that happened is pretty cool, too. There's a story, I think it's on YouTube, that I watched the other day, talking about the fact that this guy was a pretty good high school player, and then went to a tryout and wasn't anything special and actually was going to get cut, and then made the suggestion of, you know, what if I put stilts on? And they were like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, no,
they doubted him.
They basically said, no, like, go ahead, but it's not going to be worth anything.
And he had no idea, wasn't really an expert on stilts, but pulled it off and came up with some good ideas, and now is one of the featured parts of Banana Ball, is the stilts guy.
You know, Joel, I've got an opinion question for you that I think you are far more qualified to answer than me. I think it's really perfect here near the back end of the show here.
Mm-hmm.
Looking, I'm the outside looking in, interested in both baseball and basketball, but you know, I'm having trouble cracking that walnut and really immersing myself in both. But I'm just interested enough to ask the question, would you consider the Savannah Bananas to be the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball? Is that a fair interpretation of what they're doing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Obviously, Harlem Globetrotters did it for a little different reason than the Bananas. There's different, but yeah, as far as just in a sports mindset of what they're doing with the game. I think definitely. I don't think the guy who started Banana Baseball would probably even be insulted by that. I think he'd be complimented by that, because Harlem Globetrotters has always been real basketball and real basketball players and very talented people.
Incredible athleticism.
And incredible practice to do what they do, and the hours they put into to their routines. Same thing with Savannah Ball. They're putting in long days to make this whole thing happen. Very talented people. They're doing things that even some Major League Baseball players probably couldn't do, some of the stunts that they do on the field. So I think there is definitely a very straight parallel between the two.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Two-part follow-up question.
All right.
Do you ever foresee former MLB pros playing banana ball? And follow-up, should they?
I think they'll continue. I think they'll make celebrity appearances. Doug Flutie came out and threw a first pitch the other day.
Gotcha.
I saw, and then actually threw it. He wouldn't leave the mound. He threw the entire like seven pitches to the guy.
Seriously,
he wanted to throw more than one pitch, and they got him to ground out.
That's awesome.
I think there'll be celebrity appearances, but I don't say that there'll never be, because someone may. But I think the purpose of banana ball is kind of the people who couldn't make it to the pros, and that I think going to Fenway Park at Fenway Park was where Doug Flutie, Boston College, showed up all of a sudden.
Gotcha. So I there was relevance there.
Utilizing in that way is probably going to be the way that they're leaning into right
cool.
now.
Cool. Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate that. That's kind of the impression I've got, that they're both like a really respectful parody of a serious and incredibly talented crew playing a long time sport. But that's like, I know from that outside looking in, banana ball is like, yeah, my eyes are on it. I love to see the MLB leaning on that, and I just hope no stick in the mud comes along and I'll leave that to those guys in the yellow.
Expanding to an 8-team league now, I think next summer, I believe it is. And that they sold out Fenway Park, and they continue to play. They can't find places big enough right now to play.
The next chapter of American sports is called banana ball.
Tickets are fairly cheap. Concessions are fairly cheap. The guy who, it's kind of a Christian-based organization, if you want to give it that label or whatever. But the guy who started it is very much there, and has made it very, he's made it very clear that he's not out to make millions and millions of dollars and put it in his back pocket. He's out to help people and to celebrate the game of baseball. Oh. And you can see it on the ticket prices. You can see it on the concession stand prices. He wants to stay financially viable, but he's not out to charge $100 a ticket to get in to the game. So
I'm afraid that means we're in a sweet spot. Get in while the getting's good, before all the money is there.
Yeah.
I think it's more fun now than it'll ever. I hate to be that pessimist. I hate to always go there. I know Gray talks about money all the time. It's like, hey, we live in a society
where the potential is there for it, though. Humans will find a way to open up the chest.
If you buy it, they will come.
Yes, exactly. All right, Mr. Gunderson, we got a busy week ahead. We've got we're very excited to have our Civic Media Talk Network coming to the Northwoods. Matt Nair and Todd Albaugh are coming. They're going to be at the Fanatical Fish in Butternut doing their show on Thursday morning and Thursday afternoon. And we're going to be down there with the prize wheel and stuff and doing things. So I know some of you may not be familiar with that. They broadcast on the Civic Media Talk Network. But we're very excited to have them coming up doing shows here in Butternut and in Hayward. So check that out at civicmedia.us. It's going to be cool to have them up here.
Absolutely. I mean, that's I cannot understate. It's one of those things that might fly under the radar, because I know we're all about country music here in Park Falls. But check out the Civic Media Network through the app. If you've got that app that you use for the text to win contest, stroll through the list. You've seen that 98Q is not alone. Check it out. I'll leave it there. Check it out.
Very good. Have a great day, Mr. Gunderson.
You too.
All right. We've got news to come in just a moment at the top of the hour here on 98Q.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
What's up? It's Big G from 98Q Country. I'll be broadcasting live from D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin for their Customer Appreciation Day, Friday, July 18th from 11 to 2. Stop by for complimentary food and refreshments and spin the 98Q Country prize wheel to win Mall of America passes, brewer tickets, D&D gift certificates, and more. Check out classic cars, meet the awesome crew, and hey, you might even win a bear hug from yours truly, Big G. Then Stunkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 9 people killed, 30 taken to the hospital after a fire at an assisted living facility in Fall River, Massachusetts, south of Boston. Mayor Paul Coogan says in addition to those casualties, 5 firefighters were also hurt.
Fire department, the police, DMS, everybody did a 5-star job, doing their best they could to rescue as many people. They worked some more, and they saved a lot of people's lives tonight.
When the firefighters arrived, people were hanging out windows looking for help. More rain in Texas Hill Country hampering the search for some of the more than 160 people still missing after the 4th of July